FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Transport, utilities and cell phone contracts are top of the list of items most South African consumers prioritize spending on every month. Debt Busters has shared its latest study on spending patterns across all income groups. While most consumers spend 68% of their take-home pay to repay debt, there is a difference between how they spend on rent, groceries and insurance. Executive head of Debt Busters, Bene Sega, says worryingly, South Africans are hardly saving for retirement.
And especially on the low income bands, what we see is a disproportionately high portion being spent on food. And that's also, in a way, actually squeezing out money that's spent on housing or rent. When you get closer to the top end, I think the budgets have been reasonably consistent. And, you know, they do have some leg room to spend on things like retirement and so on. But I think the guy's being squeezed in the middle. And that is the backbone of the South African economy. They're under a lot of pressure when it comes to money that's being spent on food and housing. And I think that's crowding out all the other stuff.
Rhino poaching is down, but KZN remains the hardest hit province. Environment Minister Dion George says 420 rhinos were killed last year. It's 79 fewer than the number poached in 2023.
KwaZulu-Natal lost 232 rhinos. However, this is a notable decline from the 325 that were lost in 2023. The significant reduction can largely be attributed to the Ezimvele or KZN wildlife dehorning program that was implemented in Kgatlhui Imfolozi Park from April to October 2024.
Residents in Shallcross, south of Durban, say they want an investigation in after two unknown graves were found in a community park. They say the graves, said to be freshly dug, were discovered at Jamaica Park yesterday. Ethan Ramke is from the Shallcross Survival Center and says they're asking authorities to look into it.
Some of the residents have stated that this so-called park, or allegedly this park, was used as a gravesite many, many years ago when Shallcross was first established. The municipality, together with the law enforcement, should now do an inquest to see whether if these are legit graves or if there was really a cemetery there many years ago when Shallcross first started.
The municipality has urged residents to report the incident to the police. And South Africa and Indonesia say the US has pulled out of a climate funding deal struck by rich nations to help their developing counterparts transition to clean energy. Our country was the first to reach a deal on a just energy transition partnership in 2021. Indonesia's partnership for more than $20 billion in financing to wean itself off a coal was unveiled in late 2022. But the US has now withdrawn from its multi-million dollar deal with Pretoria after our government was informed of the decision last week. Indonesia has also confirmed the US embassy in Jakarta was informed that the Washington has decided to withdraw. Durban and Pietermaritzburg 29 tomorrow, Richards Bay 33. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.